Some news now from the world of sports and meeting for the third year in a row in the NBA Finals, with each team winning once previously. This is the rubber match for the Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors. And in Game 1 in Oakland last night, it was the Warriors who came out to play, beating LeBron James and the Cavs 113-91 behind a dominant performance by Kevin Durant. The former Oklahoma City standout poured in 38 points, added 8 rebounds and 8 assists, and sent notice that it's not just Steph Curry who can put up the big numbers when it counts. Although it's not like Curry was invisible last night, he contributed 6 three-pointers as part of his 28-point night. As for LeBron James, he did his part for Cleveland, finishing with a double-double of 28 points, 15 rebounds, and 8 assists, and putting up those numbers just one day after finding that some troglodyte had painted a racial slur on the gate of his Los Angeles home. Now, sports has never been spared the indignities of systemic racism, from Hitler's refusal to shake the hand of Jesse Owens at the Olympics to the Boston Red Sox sham tryout for Jackie Robinson before he was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers, and too many instances like those in between. But it's more than a little dispiriting that we still find ourselves incredulously saying, how can this still be happening? It's insert year here. But as James himself said after this latest incident, it is disturbing, but it shows that an uncomfortable conversation about race in America is still necessary to have. To Major League Baseball, and the Boston Red Sox were frustrated by one of their former pitchers and pummeled by the long ball in a 7-5 loss to the Baltimore Orioles at Camden Yards last night. Wade Miley, the lefty who pitched for Boston in 2015, gave up just 5 hits and 1 run, while his lefty counterpart, Eduardo Rodriguez, who was in Baltimore's farm system before being traded to the Red Sox, gave up a career-high 4 home runs and left after 5 2/3 of an inning with 7 runs scored against him. This was a big step backwards for Rodriguez, who came into the game riding a 4-game winning streak. The Red Sox trailed 7-1 heading into the 9th inning when Jackie Bradley Jr. hit a 3-run homer and Christian Vasquez added an RBI to make the final score look respectable, but the Red Sox struggles against Baltimore this season continue. There are 3 games left in the series, and Boston has only a half-game lead over the O's heading into Game 2 tonight. Rick Porcello hopes to get his 4th win of the year for the Red Sox as he gets the start. The Toronto Blue Jays had won 8 of 9. They were headed back home after a great road trip, facing the first-place New York Yankees in Game 1 of a 4-game series, with a chance to climb even further back from the morass of failure that marked the first 2 months of their season. But all their momentum came to a screeching halt last night at the Rogers Center as the Yankees unloaded on the Jays for a 12-2 win. CC Sabathia got tons of run support and won his 4th straight start. Aaron Hicks and Gary Sanchez powered the offense for the Yankees. Sanchez homered twice. Hicks drove in a career-high 6 runs. Marco Estrada got knocked around for a season-high 7 runs and 9 hits and could not get out of the 4th inning in that loss. At Citi Field in Queens, where the bizarre has become commonplace of late, there was another can't-make-this-stuff-up incident in the Mets-Brewers matchup when a pop-up with the bases loaded that would have been caught by the Mets' Wilmer Flores wasn't caught because the bat boy got tangled up with Flores and the third baseman dropped the ball. You have to feel bad for the kid who was carrying a metal chair near the dugout as Flores ranged over to get under the pop-up. The bat boy tried to get out of the way but zigged when he should have zagged and clipped Flores with the chair. Luckily for the Mets, the second chance for batter Eric Sogard ended up with him hitting into a double play, but the Mets still lost the game 2-1. All this happening one day after the team's mascot, Mr. Met, he of the giant baseball head, became a social media sensation for making an obscene gesture at a fan. The Mets end up with a split of the 4-game series with Milwaukee. They're the surprise leaders of the National League Central, and they got great pitching from Chase Anderson last night, who threw 7 shutout innings for the win. At the French Open tennis tournament, Kevin Anderson of South Africa beat Australian Nick Kyrgios in a 5-set marathon yesterday. On the women's side, Montreal's Eugenie Bouchard saw her run at Roland Garros come to an end, losing 6-3, 6-0 to Latvia's Anastasia Sevastova. And at the Memorial Golf Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, American Jason Duffner is tied for the lead at 7-under with Sweden's David Lingmerth. Jordan Spieth is just 1 stroke off the pace in 2nd place heading into round 2 action today.